Reynolds back on this. He can't get there. It hits the gap. It hits the wall. That'll bring home two Reds. Spencer Steer with a two-run double. Cincinnati has the lead, 2-1. Pitch is swung on and driven into left center. This ball is deep, and it's going to head to the wall. Steer scores. Stevenson behind him at third. Cruz's relay from medium outfield. And he's in there, and that throw errant. And that allows Fairchild on his double to go to third. And it's 4-1 Cincinnati here. This one hit past second and into right, a base hit. Jordan had to make sure it'll go through. House is waving him home. The throw way offline. And an attempt by Grandal to tag him, but the throw was so errant, no chance. Jordan scores. Maley stands in at second. It's 8-3 Reds.
Oh, no. Oh, no.
India at second with one out. The pitch is hit high in the air, deep to center field. Sawinski running out of room. This one's way out of here.
Wow.
Onto the boat. Above the batter's eye in center, Eli De La Cruz hits one of the longest home runs in this ballpark's history.
Oh, no. Oh, no.
There's the pitch. Ball four. That's incredible.
Yeah, that pitch missed it by a ton also. Way low and away.
Three different Pirates pitchers this inning have walked a man with the bases loaded.
Oh, no.
Pirates down six, but with the bases loaded and two outs, 3-2 again. Gonzalez strikes out swinging, threw him that down and in cutter. And Wilson gets out of trouble. Pirates strand three. And they go down to the Reds tonight, 11-5. Seems I've never known it.
Yeah, I believe SOS is the international signal for distress. And that's where we are here. That's where we are. I feel like this Pirate season is at a crossroads. I really do, which could mean that the careers here of Derek Shelton and Ben Charrington are reaching a crossroads, because this gets any worse. Charrington does nothing, and everybody could and should be in trouble. We've talked so much about the hitting and lack thereof, the disastrous lineup that Ben Charrington has put forth. And by the way, I mean, what is happening with Sawinski? Why is he here? He might be the worst player in baseball. And keeping him here is bad for him as well as them. What is Ben Charrington looking at? But Paul, what we haven't talked about probably enough, although we've talked about it virtually every day, is this bullpen. Who was the guy last night? What was his name?
It's like
Dalton Jeffries.
Dalton Jeffries.
I think Bob Pompeiani actually, let me look up his tweet. He actually captured it probably.
I don't even know who he is. He came here. First of all, they acquired a guy whose ERA was close to 18 in San Francisco, right?
Said,
I think.
Yeah.
That was Dalton Jeffries.
Pirates bullpen, this is Bob Pompeiani last night tweeting, Pirate bullpen is just filled with a bunch of nameless gray faces right now. Brohl, Santana, and Jeffries.
I don't know who they are. Well, where did they come from?
Let me look to make sure I got the right guy here. Dustin Jeffries, was that his name?
Yes.
Dalton Jeffries. Yeah. He's the guy they got. He's got in his last 7 days an ERA of 12.6.
He came here with an ERA of, his ERA in San Fran, 18?
In his last 7 days, he's given five innings, he's given up seven earned runs. Probably not good for a reliever.
Ben Heller looks like Dennis Eckersley compared to these guys. Remember old Heller?
17.36 ERA. He gave up 13 runs in 4 2/3 innings, nine earned.
Who is that?
Dalton Jeffries.
Yeah, he's been terrible. Jeffries.
And then the other guy, I don't know how to pronounce his name either.
Jason Brühl?
Yeah, Brühl.
They got him from, looks like, the Dodgers.
What's his?
They signed him as a free agent a couple weeks ago.
ERA in the last 7 days, 54.
Here's a rule of thumb for Ben Charrington, and he knows more about baseball, I'm sure, in his pinky than I do in my whole body. When you acquire relievers who had ERAs of 14 and above at their previous stops, it might not turn out well. This guy also had a 14.7 ERA in Colorado last season. So what does Charrington do? He goes out and gets him. Old Heller, where did he even get Old Heller? And where is Old Heller right now? Anybody know?
Didn't they DFA him?
They did. I don't know where he went, though. And then
they got Old Heller from the Braves. From the Braves, they got him.
What was his ERA there? 70?
So I guess last year he appeared in 19 games. ERA of 3.8.
Oh, wow. I wasn't aware of that.
18 innings pitched, 16 strikeouts.
You know what his ERA here was? 49.5.
Yeah.
I kid you not. He had a 49.5 ERA.
He's had some modest success over the course of his career, but, I mean.
Who was the guy last night? Which one? No, Dalton Jeffries.
When did they get him? They got him a few weeks ago off the scrap heap. I think the Dodgers cut him. Is that correct?
Waivers from San Francisco cut him.
Wherein in two games, he had a 17.36 ERA. He has lowered that to 12.6 here in Pittsburgh. His first year in Oakland, he had a 22.5 ERA. This guy scores touchdowns in his ERA with two-point conversions. That's been another blight on the Ben Charrington resume here, Paul.
Yeah.
Is just throwing out guys who walk out there with jars of tanks, cans of gasoline, and just pour it on fires. That's what they do. It's like a forest fire out there. What is this guy doing? What is Ben Charrington doing? Honestly, what is happening here? I feel like we're living in Alice in Wonderland. And what did she live in? The Looking Glass? Where nothing is real. What the hell is Ben Charrington doing? They're just going to sit here and throw out Jack Sawinski every night? I mean, he's played at least four games in a row.
It's a little more troubling to me. It's also a little more troubling to me that he seems like a liability in the field now.
You're not kidding.
You know what I'm saying?
The other day, the guy barely rounded third, and Jack Sawinski threw a one bouncer to the cutoff man. Last night, he throws a little lollipop on De La Cruz's play. I mean, do you get in his face? Why is he here? And I don't mean that, again, to sound mean. I actually think the mean part is keeping him here. I think it's an act of cruelty. His career is imploding. He might be the worst player in baseball. I mentioned that Bobby Abreu, Jack Sawinski's WAR, W-A-R, which is simply a measurement of your offense and defense combined, is 548th in baseball, which I guess if there were a million players in the league would be pretty good. But there's not. Bobby Abreu, he's just above Bobby Abreu, whom the Houston Astros ate tens of millions of dollars to get rid of. This guy, they throw out there every day. Send him back to the minors for his sake and your sake. It's not working. And he's not even the worst player on the team.
By the way, has anyone paid attention? I pointed out that I think Rowdy is now one for his last 13.
Yeah.
Can we start to move away from the narrative that him getting hot is going to be the answer at first?
I don't know yet. I don't know. He's still this month. He looks like Mark McGwire compared to the rest of the team. He still has one of the best OPSs and batting averages in the game this month. So I don't know. I'm focused. Believe me, he's been a disaster. But I'm focused more on the Michael A. Taylors and Sawinskis and you know, Olivares had a nice night last night. He's also trying to pull off the rare double-double, the same batting average as slugging percentage in a single month. I wonder how many times has that happened for an outfielder ever, where you have no extra base hits, your batting average is the same as your slugging percentage.
What was the song that you started with there?
SOS.
By
the Police.
And I was going to tell you, I think I thought this is where you were going to start too. I got to be honest with you. This feels like a really, really important stretch of games here. Like they're teetering on,
yeah,
going one way or the other.
Yeah, that's why I mentioned it. It feels like a crossroads. Exactly. One way or the other. The road less traveled. Does IT know who wrote that poem? City Limits?
No, he does not.
Neither do I. Yes, I do. It was Robert Frost. Bob
Very
Frost.
Good.
Bob Frost wrote that poem. He could also bat third for the Pirates right now, even though he died about a year, 100 years ago?
Him and former owner Bing Crosby.
How did Bob Frost, how long did he live, Paul? You a big Robert Frost
I'll
fan?
I'll tell you exactly how long. How about that, since you love me doing this so well?
He died in 1963 at the age of 88.
88 years old.
Put him in the lineup, Bolsey. Or Limits. How about Limits right now? This guy, Crowley saw him today and said he's absolutely the spitting image of Jim Carrey in Ace Ventura. Yes? Look at him.
Oh, yeah, with the shirt, absolutely.
With the shirt and the hair. You look great today.
Thank you. First thing Crowley tried to do was make fun of me for my shirt, and then he said, ow, I can't pull it off.
The shirt is great. Yeah, IT looks great today. You guys, quite a pair back there, really. The backbone of the show. I've had a lot of coffee today, City Limits.
I can tell.
Paul, how are you?
Not good. Did you ever get to a point where you're so irritated for being put on hold?
Yes.
That's wasting your time?
Yes,
that's exactly what happened to me right before the show.
Yeah.
I needed to call to get something taken care of with a prescription. I was put on hold. I never actually got to talk to anyone because it was like, well, I could stay on hold for another 10 minutes and miss 10 minutes of the show or just go into the studio and hang up, which is what I did.
Have you seen the Larry?
That irritates me more than anything. Can I just tell you that?
Believe me, I know.
We cannot, how can we be in a society where you can't talk to somebody on the phone?
Have you seen the Larry David clip of him yelling at who's the lady who does who's the GPS lady? Does she have a name when we're driving around in our cars? The one woman is English. The other one doesn't have an accent. Well, there's two of them, I think.
So are you talking about Siri?
Siri, is that who we're yelling at in the car? Who gives us our directions in the car when we press the thing? And she says, make a left at the end of the road.
Oh, no, the Apple Maps lady.
Anybody. Yeah, all of them. There's an incredible clip of Larry David going off and yelling at this imaginary person, and that's been me.
Yeah, like you get to a point where you're like, why am I on hold? You know what I mean? I honestly think a lot of places they put you on hold, or worse, when they have a menu for you.
Yeah.
And you hit two, then you got to hit two, then you got to hit one. Then you got to hit three, at the end of it all is some automated message. You don't even get to talk to somebody.
Yeah. It's funny you mention this. I had my Marriott Bonvoy number I needed, City Limits. And I couldn't get a hold of a person, and the computer kept telling me to log in. That was my problem. I couldn't log in. So it was like I was, again, living in some sort of dystopian nightmare where I couldn't get in to solve the problem of getting in on the whole thing was a nightmare.
We just watched the Larry David clip.
It's great.
Hilarious.
You have to.
Not suitable for a radio.
Not suitable for a radio audience. No, but I've been there.
I mean, it just drives you nuts. Like, again, I hate when I'm on hold. First off, I lose my mind about that.
Yeah.
Secondly, I can't stand when you have an automated, you know, press this if you have this question. Press this if you have this question. If it's about this, press, you know what I mean? And after you get through about five or six different menus, there's an automated message. Like, I could have just gone on your website and got frequently asked questions and got that.
If there had been a camera on me yesterday sitting in my lazy boy chair, the brown one in the living room, while I was on with the Marriott Bonvoy computer, I may have been arrested for the things. I was ready to whip my phone at the window, which would have broken the window and the phone. I'm with you. I think people feel this way about the Pirates right now. Like, how can this be happening? What are you doing? Does nobody see that this is a problem? What in the world is Ben Cherington thinking as he watches this team?
Exactly.
I would have, at the very least, and I know, you know, people, especially people with teams, tend to laugh at like solutions like just call up a bunch of guys from the minors. No, I would do that. I would bring up Palacios. I would bring up Gorski. I would bring up Peguero. And for the love of God, get Jack Sawinski back in the minors. Not have Michael Taylor here anymore. Maybe trade for a catcher. Do something,
anything
to make this lineup at least something different. At least something different than what we have to watch every single day. And I know they scored five runs in Cincy, but that's Cincy, and the other team scored 11, in case you didn't notice.
Yeah, really.
But between the bullpen, and I think the bullpen might have some fixes, and I'll tell you why, Paul, and City Limits. And IT, lest I exclude you from the conversation. I think Gonzalez, Priester, and Perez are all going to be back soon.
Right.
And I think you've got to start employing, and who knows what happens with Falter, because suddenly, you know, he's become the pitching version of Connor Joe, where he was exceeding expectations, and now he's turning back into Bailey Falter. So you might have four options there, one of whom can pick up your fifth spot, maybe two back in the rotation, and the other guys can work out of the bullpen. There's, yeah, there's nothing wrong with Priester and Perez, and the Perez was a bullpen guy in Texas last year when they made their run to the World Series.
And don't you think, too, that it seems like they are doing everything in their power to, like, wait for these guys to come?
Yes.
As opposed to making a move?
Yeah.
That's the thing. To me, and I think you said it probably better than it could have been said. To me, yesterday when we were talking about them getting Joey Bart back, as if this is going to be some incredible thing for them, tells you a whole lot about the state of where they're at. But let's just say
Johnny Bench Bart. I mean, that's who we're talking about here. He's like the savior for the lineup.
Well, my thing is, so if you get Gonzalez and Perez back.
And Priester.
And Priester.
The Priester out of the bullpen. Make him a long relief guy.
Priester back. So you get Davis back. You
get
Bart
back. And
you
get Dalton Hilliard at it. What's the guy's name?
Dalton Jeffries.
Yeah. Remember Dalton Hilliard?
Dalton Hilliard. but I'm saying, if you think about it, all right, the injured guys they have that are coming back. Okay. Martin Perez. Oh, Marco Gonzalez. And then they've got who else? Bart and Davis and Priester. Those five are probably the ones that are closest to coming back, correct?
I think.
And then you've got Bednar a little bit further out.
Right. It's not even the back end of the bullpen I'm worried about, even without Bednar. It's everybody else.
So to me, if Perez, Gonzalez, and Priester come back, Perez, to me, is your fifth starter. Or maybe Gonzalez is
maybe
your fifth starter.
Maybe Gonzalez is off to a great start. Maybe him.
Maybe Gonzalez.
But he's a little longer off.
Right. But he's throwing bullpens and stuff now, isn't he? He's kind of...
Yeah.
I thought he was close, too. I thought he was one of the people that... Here's my point. Henry Davis comes off. Don't you put him in AAA and basically just say it's your rehab assignment and leave him there as long as he can possibly.
I'm almost ready to leave Henry Davis in the minors for the rest
Bart
of the year.
Bart comes up. Do you get rid of rain delay, I'm assuming?
The human rain delay? Yeah, I mean, at some point, Grandal, if his average goes to zero, which isn't even mathematically possible, except
question.
Maybe
are
in
you,
this
are
lineup.
You, are you bumping delay or are you bumping Grandal?
You have to bump delay. I mean, Grandal is at least a decent defender.
Okay. So there's that. But I agree with you. I think if you bring Priester, to me, if you bring back Priester and Perez and put them both in the bullpen, they've got to be better than the nonsense we've been watching.
Oh, my God. Do we have any clip of Old Heller? Should we do a tribute to Old Heller here? Limits? Nothing?
Yeah, I think that's the lasting memory that we all believe in him.
What I wouldn't do right now at this moment for Joe Block calling that Old Heller game at the end. He has a way of characterizing these things in an understated way that is unbelievable. Never to be outdone by the Will Craig tragedy. Remember that one, Limits? Do we have that one? You know what we need is a little levity, Paul. This is hearkening back to the days of Will Craig and Key Brian Hayes eating a meal at third base with a guy running around the bag behind him. And Rodolfo Castro's phone popping out. Do we have any of that stuff, Limits? Just to have...
Oh, the calliopes can be heard from here to Sewickley.
Why Sewickley do you think he chose that day, Paul?
Because it's up 65?
I'm glad he did. I'll tell you that much.
But the...
Oh, no.
That's my favorite. Oh, no.
Oh, no.
Oh, no.
Oh, no.
Oh, no.
The Pirates 2024 season highlights titled, Oh, No. Oh, no. Oh, no. This can't be happening again, Paul.
But I'm telling you.
You're right. We're at a crossroads. No more of this crap. Let's try. They need to try and fix something and have a respectable season.
Because here's what I'm going to tell you, Joe. If they say they go 2-8.
Yeah.
Right? Over their next 10. Then all of a sudden, we got to be worried about them being sellers.
Not only that, but if the season falls apart, then Shelty and Charrington could be on the block here. But under normal circumstances, with almost any other franchise, they would be anyway. Right?
Right.
This is the year. This is the year they said they were going to win, and they still might. You know, look at the record and their place in the standings. It's not a total disaster.
No.
I'm just not sure that paints the portrait. And like we opened the show with, it feels like right now they're at that point in the Bob Frost poem. And you should really read it, IT. It's one of the most famous poems ever. I think it's actually called The Road Not Taken. And I think we need to get you cultured up a little bit here. So I want you to read it during the break. A man comes to a metaphorical crossroads. He's at the edge of the forest, let's say. He can go left, he can go straight, maybe even right. There's three roads he can take. And whichever way he goes, he tells himself, I ain't coming back here. I think I can, but whichever road I go, if I go left and keep going, things will never be the same. Way leads to way, I believe is the phrase in the poem, City Limits. Way leads to way, and I'm just going to keep going down that road. And if they don't fix it right now, if they don't make the right choice, Paul, they're going to go down the wrong path.
You're absolutely right.
Can we get a dramatic reading of that poem, by the way?
Oh, we have it.
Yeah.
But again, I think it's really, really difficult for people to see that, you know, when a team like this is sort of teetering.
They're teetering. That's a good word. Yeah.
You need Mitch Keller to come out and put his foot down tonight, but he could put his foot down tonight and they lose 1-0.
Yeah, because the other guy's Hunter and Green, and they're going to have maybe Sawinski and Taylor, and Triolo's not a guy we talk about. They list 148 players on MLB.com, and he's 148th in OPS. 412-928-9370. Do you feel like this season right now is at a crossroads? Who better to talk about it than Destiny's Child? And Andrew Destin at the top of the hour. I want some of these trade rumors and reports like the one that the Noah Constrictor had. But in the meantime, do you feel like the Pirates are there? And do you feel like if things keep going south, that people are going to be talking about the GM and the manager? I had a bunch of people in my mailbag ask me today, like, who's to blame for the plight of this team, especially if it continues to go south? They're standing at the edge of the forest.
They absolutely are.
And Bob Nutting, by the way, can control what he can tell Ben Charrington which path to go down. And I can tell you, the path where they do nothing but walk straight ahead and never make a change and keep throwing out people like Sawinski and Taylor and Olivares, even though he had a good game last night, and Grandal, etc., ain't the path to go down. So, Paul.
Well, again, I think one of the things that's important here. What if you are Derek Shelton?
Yeah,
you have one game now to win. Let's say this tonight is like I'm Bob Nutting and I came to you and said, if you lose tonight, you're fired. Who do you have in your lineup?
That's because a pretty good question.
Because we talk a lot about how this lineup stinks. That lineup stinks.
Well, there's no good lineup that he can put out there based on his roster right now. There's no good answers.
I mean, what?
None.
Okay, so we can concede.
McCutchen, Reynolds as your top two.
We can concede.
Cruz at three.
All right, we can concede that you have to have those three guys in your lineup, right? No matter what.
Yeah.
Okay. I still think, even though he struggled recently, Nick Gonzalez at 270 is still a guy you got to have in your lineup. He might. You know, he's at least shown for a month and a half that he might be okay.
I guess. But based on this lineup.
But it's either him or Triola.
I know. Well, Gonzalez has 20 strikeouts and one walk
yeah,
this
exactly.
month.
Yeah, exactly.
But I would have McCutchen, Reynolds, Cruz, Rowdy, Gonzalez, I guess.
And you would have Rowdy over Connor Joe?
My God, yes. Connor Joe's batting 123. He's unplayable. He didn't play last night. I can't play Connor Joe right now.
So is he in your right field?
No, he's not in my lineup.
Well, so you're going to have to play Sawinski then.
Yeah, or Olivares.
Well, you got Olivares and Reynolds. Who's your third outfielder?
That's a hell of a great question.
You got Olivares, but you've got Sawinski.
Maybe Bailey Falter. Maybe Dalton Jeffries. What's his name? Who's the guy who pitched last night? Anybody? What's his name, Paul?
Who? Dalton Jeffries.
Dalton Jeffries, yeah. All right, let's take some calls here.
And then here's the thing. You've got to play Ke'Bryan Hayes, and he's bad.
Oh, my God.
That's the problem. You got him or Triolo at third?
He's batting like 190 against righties.
You've got him?
Good thing most of the pitchers out there aren't righties.
Right. My point is you've got him or Triolo at third.
Yeah.
And Gonzalez or Triolo at second.
Right. Rowdy or Joe at first.
Rowdy or Joe at first. DeLay or Grandal at catcher.
Oh, my God.
I mean,
I know. Guy sits up there and just watches it, Charrington. He just watches it.
And that's my point. And, I got called arrogant and all this other stuff.
By who?
Today, on Twitter and whatever, because I had the audacity to suggest that, you know, the Pirates need to make a move now. They need to go out and make a move, and I was told I was arrogant.
They need
Don't
to make
you think
a move
every other
yesterday.
General manager wants to make a move?
At least call somebody
exactly.
up.
Exactly, do something.
Get Piguero up here. Get Palacios up here. All right, yeah. City Limits. Let's 412-928-9370. This calls for a little bit of Bob Frost. We had Sting at the top of the show. He's a hell of a writer, but he's no Bob Frost.
Who?
Sting from the Police. And this is Bobby Frost. Let's play. The road less traveled or the road not taken. This is Ben Charrington and Nutting standing at the edge of the forest, and whichever path they go down, man, it better be the right one.
There's a dramatic. Do you want me to play the dramatic playing of it, or would you rather, because it kind of goes slow, or would you rather me say it myself?
Oh, can you do a dramatic reading,
I can do
please?
A dramatic
yeah,
reading.
I'd love to hear you read The Road Not Taken. That's how we'll finish this segment, Paul. You ready?
Yep. Yeah.
The Road Not Taken. By Robert Frost. Two roads diverged in a yellow wood, and sorry I could not travel both, and be one traveler long I stood, and long down one as far as I could, to where it bent in the undergrowth. Then took the other as just as fair, and having perhaps the better claim, because it was grassy and wanted wear. Though, as for that, the passing there had worn them really about the same. And both that morning equally lay, in leaves no step had trodden black. Oh, I kept the first for another day, yet knowing how way leads on to way. I doubted if I should ever come back. I shall be telling this with a sigh, somewhere ages and ages hence. Two roads diverged in a wood, and I took the one less traveled by, and that has made all the difference.
Nice, very nice.
I think it was okay.
You should go to a library and volunteer to read to children.
You and Ben Heller would make a hell of a team doing that.
I think we both. Yeah, Ben Heller has some free time on his hands.